This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend show is Jennifer Hopper. She's health educator with the Macoupin County Public Health Department. And welcome to the show, Jennifer.
Thank you.
Jennifer, we're going to talk today about a Youth Service America United Health Heroes grant that was awarded recently, and we're going to let you explain what that grant is about.
Okay. Like you said, it's from Youth Service America, which has partnered with United Healthcare to provide hundreds of grants throughout the nation called Heroes Grants. And these grants focus on reducing childhood obesity across the nation. So our particular grant is obviously going to focus on Macoupin County. And we have chosen to focus on the Verdon and Girard area in Macoupin County.
Was there any particular reason to choose that area, or was it just sort of a random situation?
The reason we chose Verdon and Girard is not because it has, you know, the highest prevalence of childhood obesity, but because last spring, if you recall, we did walk-run events throughout Macoupin County, and in Girard and Verdon, we did the walk-run events to benefit the local food pantries, and they went over extremely well, so we kind of focused on that area. And also, Verdon and Girard are located in what are called food deserts. The USDA has kind of mapped out food deserts across the nation, and Verdon, Palmyra, Girard, those areas are all located in the food desert in Macoupin County.
Could you explain what the term food desert means?
Yeah, basically it means that the residents of those areas have low access to a grocery store. They have to travel over a mile to get to a grocery store. I know the only grocery store up in the area is Cherry's, and Cherry's IGA in Girard. So the Verdon area in particular, they have to travel quite a ways to get to a grocery store. So that's basically what a food desert is.
All right. Now, there's several components to what events are going to be happening. First off, right after the airing of this show, you've got something that will be going on as far as Martin Luther King Day, and maybe you could talk about that.
Yeah, there are three components to our particular project. The whole project runs from January to May. So it's a short project, but there's a lot of components to it. Our first one is basically a kickoff event on Martin Luther King Jr. Day, Monday the 16th. And we're asking for volunteers to sign up to volunteer at the local food pantries. I know there are several food pantries in the Verdon and Girard area, but we've chosen a couple of the larger ones, Grace Place in Verdon and the First Christian Church in Girard. And so we're going to volunteer at those food pantries on that day for a couple hours. And then while these are kind of eating lunch, because we're going to provide free lunch, that we're going to have local food pantry staff talk to the youth about different pantry needs, you know, what the pantry does, you know, if they really have a particular low area that they're, you know, their shelves are particularly low at certain times, or they really need these particular items. So that's kind of the MLK Day kickoff project in a nutshell. And then do you want me to go ahead and talk about the other two events?
Yeah, you can. And also, specifically, what ages of youth are you looking for to become volunteers?
Okay. We're looking for youth ages 5 to 25. I know that's a really wide age span, but there are several different things that youth can get involved in throughout the project. And, you know, anything from stocking the food pantry shelves, which, you know, a 5-year-old could help with, to really getting into the nuts and bolts of planning our walk-run event that will be held in April. That's something more like the college-age kids can get involved in. So the other two parts of our project are planning a walk-run event that will be held on April 21st, either in Girard or Verdon. We haven't determined that yet. So from January to April, the youth can get involved in creating the flyer, helping advertise, helping get donations, deciding what type of snacks to provide to participants, you know, the route for the 5K and 1 mile, all kinds of different things that they can help out with in that arena. And then on the 21st, we are going to hold a walk-run event to benefit the food pantries. So in lieu of a typical registration fee, the participants will be asked to provide items to go directly towards the Verdon and Girard food pantries.
Was this grant that's for this 2-3 month project, was it, did it bring monetary donations, or is it of another type?
It is a very small grant, very small to us, meaning it's a $1,000 grant. So all that money is going, it's not even going towards staff time. It's all going back into the community, you know, such things as providing lunch for volunteers, helping out with the participant kind of incentive items that they'll get in their packets at the walk-run event. So different things like that.
With everything that you said, which is quite a number of things that the youth will be doing, for those who haven't volunteered yet, is there any particular place or method to get a hold of someone if someone would like to volunteer or they know someone who might volunteer?
The best way to, would be to get a hold of myself, and they can give me a call at the health department office, which is my direct line is 217-839-4114, or they can shoot me an email at jhopper, that's H-O-P-P-E-R, at mcphd.net, and I can give them more information and provide more details.
And maybe one final question, just to maybe make it more specific. Of course, we're talking about the Girard and Verdon areas, but you mentioned Palmyra. So what is the geographic boundaries that you're looking for volunteers from?
I'm actually looking for volunteers throughout the county. Anybody can come and volunteer. I would love most of the volunteers to come from the Girard and Verdon areas, but those food pantries also do serve, you know, the areas of like Farmersville, Palmyra. There are a lot of people that utilize those food pantries. And just anybody that wants to volunteer, period, can come up there and volunteer. So we're not, we're just looking for any youth ages 5 to 25 to volunteer for any parts of the project. But hopefully they'll get involved throughout the whole project.
Jennifer, I'd like to thank you for joining us on Around Macoupa County.
Thank you.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.